The Douglas County Sheriff's Office reports the arrest of two people for endangering the welfare of a child. On April 23rd, deputies responded to a residence to arrest Tiffany Engelhart for multiple felony warrants. Upon arrival, deputies made contact with Corey Goodman and their three minor children. Goodman lied to deputies about Engelhart being present. Entry was made into the residence. Deputies located Engelhart unconscious on the bathroom floor due to drug and alcohol intoxication. Engelhart admitted to recent alcohol, meth, and her prescription narcotics. Engelhart was taken to the hospital by ambulance. Upon further investigation, numerous prescription narcotics and marijuana were lying around the residence within reaching distance of the children. It was obvious that Goodman was under the influence of a controlled substance. Both Goodman and Engelhart were arrested for three counts of endangering the welfare of a child. Goodman is also charged with resisting arrest and hindering prosecution of a felony. Their bonds were set at $15,000 each. Engelhart also has active warrants for possession of a controlled substance, unlawful use of a weapon, and unlawful possession of a firearm with no bond set. Engelhart also has a warrant for delivery of a controlled substance and unlawful possession of drug paraphernalia. On April 25th, Howe County deputies received information from South Central Drug Task Force regarding a vehicle transporting meth into Howe County. Howe County deputies joined the South Central Drug Task Force in conducting surveillance in an attempt to locate the vehicle. The vehicle was located and a traffic stop was conducted. Deputy Malone deployed K-9 Spice after a positive alert from K-9 Spice. A search of the vehicle was conducted. Both occupants were interviewed, with one admitting to being in possession of narcotics and having the narcotics sealed in a sensitive area. Due to this, it was decided to transport both occupants from the scene to the Howe County Jail, where they were processed and scanned with a body scanner. Prior to the scan, the female occupant produced a bag of suspected meth that was concealed on her person. The bag was field tested and tested positive for methamphetamine, weighing approximately 29.5 grams. 29-year-old Chelsea Thompson of West Plains is charged with delivery of a controlled substance with bond set at $50,000. She's being held in Howe County Jail. On April 23rd, the Douglas County Sheriff's Office and Ava Police responded to the parking lot near Subway for a report of harassment and stalking. The Sheriff's Department and Ava Police identified a male suspect. Law enforcement from both agencies located the male, 54-year-old Aaron Meyer of Ava, at his residence. Meyer was summoned out of the residence. He came out of the residence. However, he failed to comply with directives and resisted arrest by grabbing the pistol magazines on one of the officer's vest. Meyer was then assisted into handcuffs and taken to Douglas County Jail. He was placed on a 24-hour hold, and a warrant was issued for harassment first-degree stalking, and resisting arrest. His bond was set at $2,500. A man from Norfolk, Arkansas, was arrested Tuesday afternoon in Baxter County. 39-year-old James Addison Rorix II was arrested on charges of felony possession of a controlled substance, possession of a Schedule 6 controlled substance, felony possession of drug paraphernalia, driving on a suspended license, no insurance, and expired vehicle tags. He was taken to Baxter County Detention Center, bond set at $5,000. The Ozark County Sheriff's Office is reporting several arrests. You can view those arrests by going to our website at ecomnewsnetwork.com. The Oregon County Sheriff's Office is requesting the public assistance in identifying a suspect that was caught on camera at a local business. Pictures of the suspect are available at our website, ecomnewsnetwork.com, and also on the Sheriff's Department Facebook page. If you recognize the suspect, please call the Oregon County Sheriff's Office at 417-778-6611. On Tuesday, the Oregon County Courthouse had a special visitor. It was Missouri Chief Justice Mary Russell. She talked about what she was doing at the courthouse.
So I'm the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, and we keep that position for a two-year term. So during my 2 years as Chief Justice, I'm traveling around the state and visiting every circuit in the state. And our state's divided into 46 circuits. And this visit here today in this circuit is my 42nd stop That means I've got four more circuits to visit because my time as the Chief Justice will end June 30th.
Justice Russell talked about the purpose of the visit.
My purpose is just to come and say thank you, to say how much I appreciate the work you do behind the scenes. They don't get any credit. Nobody knows them except, you know, local people see them as the face of the court. But sometimes they maybe are invisible in Jefferson City, and I want them to know how much we appreciate them and to listen to any concerns they have and to see if there's anything we can do to make their jobs better get to know them and look them in the eye and say thank you.
The Chief Justice met with several people at the courthouse and spoke to a class at the Alton Middle School. In near unanimous decision, the Missouri Supreme Court has ruled that voter-approved paid sick leave and minimum wage provisions should stand. Missouri News Network's Nathan Lee spoke to lawmakers about what comes next.
Justices say the language for the ballot referendum's fiscal note and summary did not mislead voters, as some Republicans and business groups had alleged. Democrats also filibustered a GOP Senate bill with similar aims Tuesday morning, putting the bill in gridlock. The Missouri Chamber of Commerce has opposed paid sick leave. Its president, Kara Korchas, says the House bill is the last chance to lessen a blow to business owners.
This could really severely impact our economic competitiveness as a state. We want to say that we are a state that is open and welcoming to business, and we think that Prop A sends the exact opposite message of that.
Missouri businesses with more than 15 employees will be required to provide paid sick leave starting Thursday. In Jefferson City, Nathan Lee, Missouri News Network.